Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cahill, good morning.
Morning, Brendan. How are you?
Good. A big weekend of sport for you. So you're off to the Olympics on Monday, but before that, you've a small matter of up for the match tonight and then off to Croke Park tomorrow for the small matter of an All-Ireland football final. But we'll talk about the Olympics now. This is your 10th Olympic Games.
Yeah. Still haven't won a medal.
So what's been happening this morning?
Well, this morning we had a good few in action, actually. It's been raining in Paris. That's the first thing. The skateboarding has been postponed. It was in Tokyo for the first time, and I went to a hugely popular event. Like, I'm, you know, the old fuddy-duddies are going skateboarding the Olympics. Like, it is very athletic, but I think it's a whole commercial decision that gets the young people on board with the Olympics, etc. Yeah.
So some of them are very, very young, aren't they?
Young teenagers, And it's been rained off this morning, put back to Monday. Tennis is affected today as well. They have a couple of indoor courts, but tennis is affected. So the rain is a factor. There's been a couple of medals won already. China won the first gold medal, not a huge surprise. Britain has a medal already. The women's synchronized diving. It's funny though, when you check on some of these sports, like the synchronized diving, you just look at it for a minute or two and you get drawn into it. It's extraordinary how measured it is. But in terms of the Irish, our men's hockey team were in action this morning against the Olympic champions, Belgium. We were beaten 2-0. Goalkeeper Davy Hart kept the score at 2. He was superb, but it was a good performance from Ireland. It's against the Olympic champions. We need to keep it in context. We're in a group of 6, which has the Olympic gold, silver and bronze medals in it from the previous game. So it's a very tough group, but they were beaten. But that's part of the reason. I don't know if a lot of people would have seen the opening ceremony last night or parts of it. Like, we have a very big team. We have 133 athletes, and some of the countries, Iceland, have 7 or 9, you know. But we have teams in it now, which we usedn't to have. So the hockey team obviously brings up the numbers of our overall Irish team, the women's sevens, the men's sevens, rugby. Is why we've big teams. But men's hockey team have done really well in getting here. In swimming, Ellen Walsh was in action in the 100 butterfly. That's not her preferred event. She was 7th in her heat, 22nd overall, so she does not make the semi-finals. The women's 4x100 are in action now in the next few minutes while I've been coming here. But also today, rowing, which is where I think we'll be looking for success, rowing and boxing. Yeah. And the men's double sculls, Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch, they won their heat. They're through to the semi-final. They didn't just win their heat, but they were the fastest of any heat. So that's very encouraging. Yeah. In the women's double sculls, Zoe Hyde and Alison Bergen were 3rd in their but they're through to the semi-final as well. That's good. And in equestrian, early stages of dressage, Sarah Ennis had 38 penalty points in the eventing dressage, but that's early days. That'll be continuing throughout the day.
So I suppose our big prospect that we'll all be watching tonight is Rhys McLenahan.
Yeah, and the men's pommel horse, and he has won Commonwealth gold, European gold, World Championship gold, hasn't got the Olympic medal, and he's an absolute contender. So he goes, he'll also be going fairly late on. The qualifying starts 7 o'clock tonight. He'll be going late on, so he'll know what he has to do, what he has to achieve, which is a bit of an advantage as well, getting into it. But he should make the final, certainly. He's one of the medal hopes. There's a difference between who Ireland see as medal hopes and who the world sees as medal hopes. Rhys McLennan is seen by the world as a medal.
Yeah, like he's had an extraordinary successful career outside of all this, hasn't he? Yeah. Come here, tell me about the twisties.
The twisties, the twisties is extraordinary. There's a golf equivalent called the yips, which is when a fella taking a putt, like anyone could take a putt, just roll the ball there, and their hand kind of shakes and they can't. And it's happened to professional golfers. The twisties is the same. It's when your brain loses sync with your body.
Yeah.
And you get a mental block. And it happened to one of the greatest Olympic stars of all time, Simone Biles, the American favourite. There's a documentary on Netflix about her at the moment. It's just, it's extraordinary. My daughter said to me, you've got to watch it. So she could do every kind of twist. There's 5 different gymnastic moves named after her.
She just registered another new one tomorrow, apparently.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Simone Biles. Yeah. But she's, so she got this block, and your body goes out of sync with your brain. So she did one jump in Tokyo and then withdrew from everything. And she was the poster girl for those games.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary. And her coach.
But of course,
saying,
it's a different. Like the yips is one thing, you miss a putt, like, yeah. But if you're in midair and you've lost your.
You see, you could land on your head.
Yeah.
Instead of your face. It's hugely, savagely dangerous. So it just shows how pressure gets to people. She's been there for years, done all that. Pressure, the pressure on athletes, I think we forget about this. We also forget, I wave the flag for how we dismiss somebody. Oh, they were 12th or they're 22nd.
Yeah.
They've qualified for the Olympics, and it's a massive thing to do that. And in Ireland, sometimes I feel some Irish sportsmen, they weren't in the top 20, and they dismiss the achievement of getting to the Olympics, which is a lifetime, not just of one person, but of a family.
Yeah, yeah. And the pressure on the families, I presume in one way, being at the Olympics with your child, is the best moment of your life. And in another way, it must be ferocious pressure on families.
Exactly. Like anyone who's a parent, I say that for the parents, if your child makes the Olympics, that's it. You know what I mean? The work, all the early, the driving them around, the comforting when they're hurt. And I say that's it for the parent. But if the child of the parent is devastated by their Olympic performance, then it becomes devastating for the rest of the family because they personally, I mean, I've had a couple of people cry to me at Olympic Games and about letting down their family and letting down their, you know, and when you see a grown man cry, it's a sense of the pressure they felt under.
Yeah.
And they put themselves under too much pressure, I think, but there you go.
Back to the events today. So, we've got some boxing today.
We've one boxer in today.
Boxing is another place we'll be hoping for
big
medals.
Yeah. Dean Clancy from Sligo's in action today against a Jordanian opponent, and Dean would be expected to get through that. The draw was made on Thursday night, Brendan, and the draw was good to Ireland. We've 10 boxers. Very few countries will have 10 qualified. And there's been a big change in boxing. Before, you might have had to win 5 or 6 bouts to get a medal. What they've done is to reduce the number of bouts in the event, in the Olympics, they make qualifying much harder and fewer qualify. So you have to go to qualifying events to get through.
Right.
So then it's a higher standard because you previously had some poor fella, you know, from a country without a great boxing tradition.
Okay.
You were allowed, they could nominate. We'll put Desi in the box, and that doesn't happen now. So there are fewer boxers in the events of the Olympics, but they're elite and they've all had to qualify. They've had to go a long route. So we've got 10 through. That's incredible. And we have real chances in the boxing. It's a great mix with the experience with Kelly going there, Kelly Harrington after her high. Grainne Walsh from Offaly, who I'm thrilled she made it. She won the national championships. We have a girl, Amy Broadhurst, who was world boxing champion, right?
Amy,
from Dundalk. When the national championships come around the year before the Olympics, Grainne Walsh wins, beat Amy Broadhurst. So Grainne Walsh, as Irish champion, was chosen to go to the Olympic qualifier instead of Amy Broadhurst, the world champion. Obviously, a big talking point, but Grainne had earned that right. In the final fight to qualify for the Olympics, Grainne was beaten 3-2, and what everybody said was a disgraceful decision by the judges. So there was one more Olympic qualifier. Amy Broadhurst wanted to go to that, and they said, no, Grainne Walsh is going again. And she went and she qualified. And Amy Broadhurst then contacted Team GB and asked, could she go to GB? Go and join Team GB. This is only a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And go to the qualifiers. Even though Ireland had funded her. I can understand her desperation to be there.
Yeah.
Her dad is from England. But so Ireland had funded her through the training camps. Yeah. And as a world champion, she would have got the highest grant. But she then went to Britain and said, can I? And Britain decided, yeah, okay, you can go, because Britain just wanted to get a medal. But in taking Amy Broadhurst on board, they were dropping the girls who'd been part of their training camp for the last 3 years. So it was really messy. And had Amy come through, she'd have been boxing against Kelly Harrington, but in that way, but she didn't get through. And averted that. But it was a very interesting sideshow, in effect.
There's a lot of great stories.
There is extraordinary stories.
Come here. So your 10th Olympics, so your first was
Seoul in Korea in 1988.
And a completely different world.
It was unbelievable adventure because there was no internet. I love when you say that to young people. Like, what?
Yeah.
There was no internet, there was no mobile phones or anything. So to learn about Seoul or Korea, you had to buy a book. Seriously. And the only Koreans, I referenced to Korea, I would have heard on the radio, apart from Korean War, would have been Irish priests out in Korea helping people. You know what I mean? So I had this image of the first thing I read was that they eat dog in Korea, which is not true, I think, but it was a sensationalized thing. So I went out there with this image of a kind of backward country or whatever. And when I got there, of course, South Korea obviously is funded by the US, and it was all, you know, massive city, incredible skyscrapers, you know, the red, white and blue flashing lights and police cars. It was incredible city. And we knew nothing.
But no mobile phone to know what was going on either.
You only knew what you knew, at
any one time. Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's why one of the golf tournaments, the Masters, there's only one scoreboard, and you when you go to the Masters, it's the only event I know, you have to hand in your mobile phone. You're the 60,000, you have to give them your mobile phone. So you hear a roar from over there and a roar from over there. What's that? I don't know. Yeah. And you're waiting for the word to filter through. And it was like that.
So everyone's better off sitting on the couch at home. Okay, Des, before you go, you've long been an advocate for women in sport. And I know you just wanted to give a particular nod to Rashida.
I want to give a nod to all of the women in sport. But yeah. Rashida is kind of has become the forefront this time. We've had loads, like Sonia has been the woman, we've had Katrina McKernan, you know, Rachel Blackmore, Nina, Kelly Harrington, Katie Taylor, but this time Rashida seems to be the one. And I love the fact, local girl from Tala, black girl from Tala, who is our dream girl for all the young girls. And for the last 10-12 years, without question, Irish women have way outperformed Irish men in sport, but I don't think they've been given the credit. Our women's international success in sport way above men. And I love when we have, when our poster sports person is a woman rather than a fella, and Rashida could be that. Now equally, it's very early days for her. She's 21, she's the fourth fastest in the world this year, but you know, let's not put too much pressure on her, but she has a chance, and it would be fantastic.
All right, look, bon voyage, and hopefully talk to you again over the course of the next couple of weeks. Des Cal, thanks very much. We'll take a break.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.